your baby.
Point City Council regular meeting of February 13th, 2024. The meeting called to order at 7 p.m. Roll call, please.
Mayor Smith.
Here.
Austin Roos.
Here.
Jamie Gunderson.
Here.
Amy Eubanks.
Here.
Zach Foster Jr.
Yes.
Marita Gunderson.
Here.
Arlene Gunderson.
Arlene's excused. All right, we have a quorum. First order of business is the approval of agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? I see none. Any conflicts of interest? None. All right. We have a motion to adopt the February 13th, 2024 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Roll call, please. Debbie?
Arlene. What she said. Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay. At this time, are there any public comments on the agenda item? All right, hearing none. We'll move on to the next item of business.
We'd like to talk about the close-up proposal.
Sure.
Okay. So, and I know we said I'm a close-up sponsor for this year, and I'd like to thank the community because we have a big class, and you guys have been tremendously supportive so far. Our Santa Survey take was over $4,500, which was a big amount for us, and our parents were great, just kept turning up with desserts. Another thing, but our close-up class has been challenged by several things, not just a large class. I was out, unfortunately, in Anchorage for surgery and was sick with pneumonia when I came back. So they have missed having a sponsor for a large part of time and had to pick up where I wasn't there. They have done so without suffering for their academics. It's a very strong academic group, and also being very involved in student government and sports and all the things that represent our school so well. We'd like to ask that we match our funds for our upcoming Valentine's Day fundraiser. We will be raising approximately $2,000. Morgan, that's been a great time. Would you like to say anything from your letter? You wrote a great letter. All right, so I don't know if you have it. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes.
Okay.
Not at this time. Thank you. Any other comments? All right, thank you. All right, moving on to the next item is the consent agenda. There's one item, the minutes of the regular meeting of January 8th, 2024. And has everyone had a chance to read over the minutes? Any corrections? None? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of January 8th, 2024.
I'll make a motion to adopt the consent agenda for January 8th, 2024.
So a second?
Okay.
My last two. Roll call, please.
Yes, sure.
Oh.
Did I not say minutes? I'm sorry. The minute. Regular meeting minutes for January 8th, 2024.
All right, thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
All right, roll call, please,
Debbie. Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Austin?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. All right, we'll move on to the next item, is reports. And the first report is with Finance Officer Curtis Henderson. was here earlier. He may not have got a connection. So.
I'm here.
Oh, sorry, Curtis. Go ahead.
Good evening. So for the month of December, the city did not receive any raw fish tax revenue. And for sales tax revenue, the city received $81,205.12.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis at this time? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Curtis. Okay. We'll move on to the next report. This is the administrator, Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. A summary of my of what I was doing for the past month is in the agenda packet, and I will go over the items with you. The information and communications technology ICE contract began February 24 on the 1st of February this month. We plan to have the ICE staff here at the meeting to introduce you to them at this meeting, but they weren't able to get on the planes with all the cancellations and things going on. So hopefully at our special meeting next week, they'll be able to attend and you can, they'll be there for you to introduce them to you and you can ask them of any questions you have. They've been working actually with my computer in Anchorage so far since the first. They've, I'm not sure what they did to it, but they're working on it. They're working on security and all those kinds of things. And then when they come out here, they will hopefully get us all working. I don't know the technology, the terms and all that. I'm often can explain it a lot better than I can, but we're going to go the Microsoft 365 cloud, and that's where we'll be storing our documents and sharing information, and that's how we'll be doing business rather than a typical network like we used to see back in the olden days. And along with that, I'm happy to announce that I wrote a grant back in August for cybersecurity, and that was funded last week. So we got notification on that, and we'll be able to use that. The timing was really good, so that will help us with the installation of ICE's work coming up. The RFP went out for a new auditor, and at the March meeting, we plan to have hopefully we'll have bids for you to choose a new auditor to do our 23, 24, and 25 audits. We, at the last meeting, you directed staff to look at possibly redoing or updating our census for Sandpoint. We did, the staff here at the city did a head count, and that didn't go very well, and so we're going to keep the numbers, or we're going to hold on to the audit that we have from a couple years ago. It probably wouldn't affect it. So we don't want to take the time to do that. As directed, I spoke with ANTHC about the sewer issues on Johnson Avenue, found out about the project, and happy to announced, and I think you've known this, but there's a $2 million project to install new sewer pipes and connect the system to the homes on Johnson Avenue. However, it's not even funded yet, and if it gets funded, it won't be built until possibly 2025. So given that, the issues that we're having today on Johnson Avenue, I am going to be meeting with ANTHC. I talked to the our legislators already to see if we can find some emergency money to do the work that needs to be done, hopefully this summer. If not, the city will need to plan to do a a temporary fix until the project can be installed in hopefully 2025. This month I cleaned up and updated employment contracts in the police department. Mayor Smith signed a new contract with the chief of police, 31st, I believe, of January, January. I'm submitting and working on and submitting the 2024 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program application this week. That will be submitted. Just later in the meeting, we're going to discuss a resolution for capital improvement projects. We probably should have done this sooner, but I didn't realize that the legislature, from way back when I used to do this kind of work, they've changed the way they do legislative capital projects. And so I spoke with our legislators' offices and figured out what I have to do to get us a project or projects in the CAPSIS program with the Alaska State Legislature. And so I will be working on that in the next few days as well to make sure that we get something in there. Again, still working on strategic planning. I did find an option for getting that financed. I've met with several consultants. Sat through the strategic planning sessions with the boroughs, and I do believe that I think that this will be something we could do later, this hopefully spring before summer. One other thing I wanted to talk about was the fire, the Peter Pan fire. A lot of our residents reported losing some equipment for fishing or their nets and things like that. And Mayor Smith suggested that I call Denali Commission because he had heard that they might have some funds to help with that. So I called the Denali Commission, and it turns out that there is possibly a way that the city or some organized group can go and try to get some money to help our fishermen, but they're very adamant about proving the loss and that the loss causes you to not go fishing. So they're real strict about that. So I don't know if we'll be moving forward with that, but if we get enough requests, I'm sure we probably could organize something, or if someone else is doing it, we'll keep everybody informed about that. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time? All right. Seeing none. Thank you very much, Debbie. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. It's with the Department of Public Safety and Police Officer Ben Allen.
All right. Mr. Mayor, for the month of January, we had 3 arrests, 2 being for misconduct involving controlled substances, the other being for 2 counts of burglary. We had 27 calls to 911, 3 of them being non-emergency, 2 miscellaneous, 8 for med on call, 3 EMS assists, 1 domestic, 3 disturbances, 2 animal complaints, 2 traffic stops, the 2 burglaries, 1 assault, and for non-911 calls, we had 2 suspicious activities, 1 disturbance, and 1 vicious dog complaint. there was two suspicious persons or vehicles. There was 27 bar checks, 2 courtesy transports, 281 total business checks, 19 total residence checks, 62 total citizen contacts, 3 officer assists, 2 special details, and again, 3 total arrests. We had 957 miles patrolled around the island. And the rest of that we've already gone over. I'm not exactly sure how this one works because this is my first time filling in. Do we come back to the proposed policy that the chief has submitted to you, or do we do that now?
I think we need to look at that later with the body cams, and we'll come back to it at a later date.
Okay.
But you did very well there. I'm not sure you're going to read the Richard Lowry part, but you don't have to. That was a good report, Ben.
Oh. I don't think I had that part.
That's all right. It's in there. Thank you. Any questions or comments for Ben? Austin?
Hey, Ben. This is Austin Roof. I've noticed a little bit of an uptick lately, I think, in people complaining about dogs. And then there's that report about a vicious dog call. And I think it might be something that the department wants to get ahead of before anything happens, like just anyone getting hurt or maybe a dog getting put down that without, you know, the proper channel doing so. So I think that's something that maybe the police department wants to consider.
That is something that Edith and I started looking at while I was there this time, and per the ordinance, the first time a person is supposed to get a warning, the second time they're supposed to get a citation, which would have a $100 fine if the animal is registered and $200 if the animal is not registered. The problem is, right now, apparently there was no record of animals being registered. So what I have actually proposed, and Edith and I have talked about it, and something that I planned on speaking with the chief about next week face-to-face, would be we have people start bringing their dogs down to the station, we register their dog, we have the tags to be put on their collars, and as we do this, we'll take a picture of their dog, too. And then we have a database, we have their name, their address, their phone number, the picture of the animal, the dog has a tag to go on their collar, and people can then be held responsible for their animals. If people aren't, it's just going to be a heftier fine. Unfortunately, it does come down to the third offense. There is a potential that an animal could be put down. I'm not a big proponent of that, honestly. I love dogs. I've always been that dog whisperer guy on shift. But I would certainly, it's a problem that needs to be addressed. And if we can avoid having to put any animals down, I would certainly prefer that route.
Thank you, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Austin. Okay, any other questions for Ben at this time? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Ben. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is EMS with EMS Director Brady Gatlin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. This report for February, things are going well with the EMS service. I personally have met the midway mark of my EMT class and should be making it through there at the end of March and being tested for Alaska State as well as national testing. This month, one of my goals is to locate all the radios that the EMS fire has, find out who has radios, and find out also who's able to respond to calls, so forth and so on, and get all that buttoned up. For the month of January, we had 7 call-outs, 6 of which were medevac, 1 was a transport state clinic, and as for changes within the system, I changed the ambulance call-out to Medic 1 instead of Rescue 1, as it is a medical vehicle, and the radio system continues to be working as it should. I test it like once a month frequently, so just because we had that outage and I don't want that to happen again, I'd rather stay on top of it than get behind the ball. So that's for EMS. As for the fire, I sent my report in before we had the Peter Pan fire. I'd like to thank all those that came out and assisted with the fire, especially Peter Pan. They really saved our bacon on that one with bringing their pump down and Trident, and saved our bacon there to assist in the fire. On my report, I talked about the Norvik situation where they lost 5 individuals in a house fire. That's devastating. I realize, too, within our community, the loss of netting, fishing equipment that everybody has lost. I am very remorse for on that. I wish we could have saved the building, but at the point we got there, there was no saving it. And as fire grounds go, it's all dynamic, and you work with what you have. Our trucks that we had only hold 500 gallons of water, and so it was like we were putting teaspoons on a bonfire. And so the guys that came out did an excellent job, knew what they needed to do, and did it. And at one point, it was just keeping other areas from catching on fire. And so that's... And that'll be more in the report for next month. I am looking at taking over the fire chief position because the state is working with me and to kind of streamline it. They've sent me all the emails and everything so that I can register the fire department and get it up to where it needs to be. Any questions on EMS fire?
All right. Thank you, Brady. Any questions at this time for Brady? All right, covered it earlier, Brady, but thank you very much. I'd like to echo on what Brady said. Thank you to Brady and Jason. They were there working hard as they can, and to the city staff, and, of course, all the volunteer firemen and women, and to Trident. They brought a lot of workers up there also. Good effort. So, thank you, guys. All right, with no further questions or comments, we'll move on to the next report, which is Public Works, which is Julius Carlson.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. For the month of January, we've been keeping up with the roads. We've had a lot of snow. We have some repairs done to our exhaust on the grader, ordered a new window for the door on the grader. Salting roads and intersections as needed, put down some gravel and rough spots, and covered the potholes. Routine maintenance on the shop heaters, repairs on our 580 bucket, and accelerator pedal, building and digging for water leaks in the backfills and empty pool. Field of city buildings are needed and ordered parts for shops.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius at this time? All right. Seeing none. All right. Thank you, Julius. We'll move on to the next report. Is Water and Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council. Monthly report from the water sample's done. Users there on Johnson Avenue. Fixed broken sewer force main underneath the Trident dock. We're waiting on some packing to maintenance pump 3 at the intake. Clean flow meters, the quarterly calibration of our turbidimeters. We're digging in the back trails for water leak, help fault roads and intersections. Turn the water off to some houses leaving for the winter. Responded to a tavern. Replaced the pressure switch at the school pump house. And Brandon was set up for a wastewater lagoon class.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right. Seeing none. Thank you, Dylan. We'll move on to the next report, which is with Harbormaster Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello, everyone. We did some ice removal around the harbor for the month of January. We worked up some belt blocks, launched some off boats for the season. We had some high tides around the harbor, delivered some oil to public works, and we did some maintenance on the big lift. That's all I got for the report.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan this time?
Now, how can I affect buildings at all?
It depends on the wind.
We're asking if anything for, like, significant damage from that. Is that what you're concerned about, you think?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
But where the San Marilene is, we're going to have to move that boat and do some more film, for sure.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Alan, any other questions for Alan at this time? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay, we'll go on to the next report. This is with the student representative, Mia Cromer.
Good evening, everyone. We had a successful homecoming dance in January. For Oswald, we had an entry contest for Oswald. Myself and Precious were the winners, and we'll be going to Heliotic in April. Basketball road trip was successful for the soft ice tournament. Lady Eagles got second in gold bracket, and Eagles got first and second in silver bracket. I'm sorry. We also had myself, Summer, and Julian went to the legislative flying, and I have some pictures I'd like to show you. Sorry, and that's all I have for you guys. Sorry, it's hard to see, but I didn't get a chance to get my report in. But we got to go to the Capitals. We got to meet someone that works for Representative Ruffridge. We got to meet Representative Edgman, and we had a really good conversation with him, so it was great. Julian actually got to play guitar for him, which was actually awesome. We were able to go to the glacier. That's just the field. And meet because there's an actual field. And that's all I have for you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mia. Any comments or questions for Mia? All right, congratulations, you guys, on all your games and spelling bee, was it? I forgot. You won five. But anyway, congratulations. I forget.
How was the what was the highlight of going to Juneau, the capital?
I think the highlight was getting to meet Senator and Representative Edson. We had a really good conversation with him, and it felt really personal because of
Step up 3 and Mr. Franklin is the talent. And it felt like he was meeting him on a personal level. It's really cool.
Thank you.
All right. No further comments. Move on. All right. Thank you, Mia. Okay. Next order of business would be hearing ordinances and resolutions. And we have one item. Resolution 2402, resolution of the City of Sandpoint establishing the capital improvement project list. And at this time, do we have a motion to adopt 2402?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2402.
A motion by Austin. Do we have a second? We have a second.
I'll second.
Oh. Great. Jane, sorry. We have a second by Jane. I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's a resolution 2402 in the packet. It is a resolution for the City of Sandpoint establishing the capital improvement project list. It reads, now therefore be it resolved that the City of Sandpoint by this resolution establishes a capital improvement project list comprised of the following projects in order of priority. They're changed, they were changed, the priority was changed at the workshop meeting today. And so I'll read the new project list. Number one was the Johnson. Oh, that was number two, or was that number one? Number one? Number two. Number one was Sandpoint Culvert and Dam Repair. Number two was the Johnson's Avenue Sewer System. Number three, Humboldt Slough Bridge Rehabilitation Project. Number four, Transportation System. And the 5, Public Works and Fire Equipment Replacement.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Should I ask for the motions again? As amended?
Or as amended.
Should we redo the motion to adopt Resolution 2402 as amended? Probably how I should have done
someone could just do the amendment.
Okay.
I'll amend my original motion to change the list, with the list being altered, the removal of the incinerator replacement and placing of Johnson Avenue sewer system. And then number four was transportation. Number five was public work, heavy equipment, and fire equipment replacement.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that.
All right. We have a second. All right. Any further comments? Hearing none. Roll call, please. Debbie?
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Austin?
Yes.
And Janie?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of business. Is old business, being none. We'll go on to new business, and there's one item, the close-up donation request.
I'd like to make a motion to give a donation to Close Up in the Sandpoint School for $5,000.
Okay, we have a motion by Amy to donate $5,000 to the Close Up We have a second?
I'll second.
A second by Janie. Any further discussion? All right. Seeing none. Roll call, please, Debbie.
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay. Next item of business would be public comment. Do we have any public comments at this time?
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you want us to?
No. That's a great experience that these kids are going to have. It's really important for their lives, honestly, to get off this rock. An amazing rock. Beautiful.
I love it. I'm enjoying it. So much.
Larger than you, but it's such a humongous opportunity that I've never
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Any other public comments at this time? Dennis?
What's going on with Harbor?
It's in maintenance at this time.
In maintenance? Mm-hmm. What's your stuff
that you can work on? There were some oil leaks, and it is...
I thought the oil, if your buses were driving, there'd be a lot of work. I mean, I borrow a lot more than those trucks combined. And sitting on the beach.
Correct. Yeah, that is a problem. We've seen the problem with that.
Well, that's when you do anything about it.
I got a question.
Jack.
Well, that pump on that boat reached from that beach where the fire was?
You were on with the old fire boat when we did the one in Uga.
I was not.
You picked it up. We got a tow for me on the old fire boat.
Well, that was after the fact.
That was after the fact, yeah, but that fire boat was 1,200 gallons a minute.
That's how much it'll pump it, so far it'll pump it.
Yeah.
It was well, 300 yards up that beach.
Yeah. It was over 300 yards when we were on there.
I have to see it.
Right. I guess it's unbelievable. You got $250,000 boat. It's not worth it. $250,000. That's for safety.
On
the GTI, how come there wasn't more connections that the city had due when it was free?
To where?
For our lift stations, the one.
At what cost?
Free. That's what GTI was here for.
You have to pay for each connection.
You don't have to pay for even get the connection to there, but you don't have to get the connection. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go. It is free. You get out of all your lift stations, the main pump house hooked up. And that never even happened when it was free.
We weren't planning on hooking them up, I don't believe. Because of the cost of having every station have its own.
Cost, it was free.
Not to pay for them.
Well, I know that, but if they were there to do the connection for free, and then you would have had that issue. And then you could, it's just another tool so you don't get in trouble.
Yeah. I understand, Dennis. I don't have to actually interact with you at all, but thank you for your... But the cost of each of those is going to be quite a bit in the end.
I'm not saying...
It's a business connection.
I'm saying it's the connection.
Run the wire, okay. If we get enough money, we'll probably do that. Any other comments, sir? Thank you, though. Those are good comments, I guess.
Well, no perfect way.
Anyway.
It'd be a better way to get in for them. I'll leave it all.
All right, thank you. Any other public comments at this time? Would you like anything, Ruth?
I will say I don't think the boat would have worked. With the wind that we had that morning, there was no way that we were going to be able to stream a line that far with the intensive wind we had.
Yeah. That's most likely true. The fact that we should have the boat running is his point. I think that was a good point, but yet it is a miserable boat to work on. It has so much problems to keep hard steer, but yet it is there, and it should be running. He was right about that. But I don't think it would have, if he said, made that difference. Or if he beached it, and not a hose up the beach. But, okay, thank you very much. So, any other public comment? No, we're going to move on. Okay. Any council comments?
really did help. I saw when we were pulling that pump down, it was the right machine for the job. Suggest we try to get one. Because it was just brought to our attention that both wasn't in the water working, and if it was, I don't think we would have wanted people working downwind in that smoke cloud. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Jack. Any other comments, Amy?
Yeah, I agree with Jack, and I want to say, yeah, thank you to Trent. They brought down food and water for people, and I know they're helping Scott and his family out because they don't have any electricity down there, and it smells really bad. So, and then I want to thank Debbie for getting that grant for that technology grant. Thanks for getting that. And then it's really great to see kids here, you know, coming in and asking for money, and that's a good part, and showing up. So, thank you.
All right, thank you, Amy. Any other council comments? Austin?
I'll echo what everyone said. The significant thank you to everyone that showed up for the fire and helped fight that. Very sad to see what happened to all the supplies, but thankful that it could have been worse and that the fire didn't spread further than the warehouse. So that was at least a silver lining. Big thank you to the city shop guys and everyone involved with snow blowing. It's been a ton of snow, and hearing those guys do it constantly, I really appreciate all the effort that they put into that. And then just kind of given, I know we've talked about the strategic planning session, but I do hope that we really have a strategic planning session because we see so many issues get brought up. And you know, once we have a strategic plan on how we can address these things, put it on paper, put timelines on stuff, it'll help us be able to solve some of these issues instead of just having them continue to come up with things.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Any other comments?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Thank you to Eastern and Tribe as well. The $80,000 support for the EMS dispatch program. They're always very supportive of the community, but I also want to say thank you to them for that.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Yeah, that's in our FYI in the back here on the agenda. They've been very supportive of the EMS and fire, so thank you to them. Any further comments? If not, we'll move on to adjournment. Adjournment. We have a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn at 7:44 p.m.
A motion by Austin. For a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Marita. And we are adjourned. All right, thank you, everybody.